Any verse. Got 700 choices. Read from Bhagavad Gita as is, chapter 18, Perfection of Renunciation, text number 65. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you'll come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Purport, the most confidential part of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna and always think of him and act for him. One should not become an official meditator. Life should be so molded that one should will always have the chance to think of Krishna. One should always act in such a way that all his daily activities are in connection with Krishna. He should arrange his life in such a way that throughout the 24 hours he cannot but think of Krishna. And the Lord's promise is that anyone who is in such pure Krishna consciousness will certainly return to the abode of Krishna. Someone keeping this. Where are the speakers? Where this goes? Where does this all go to?
Behind. It goes into the amplifier in the cabin and then out to the speakers.
Where he'll be.
Is that dropping you?
We'll find out in a second. Where he'll be engaged in the association of Krishna face to face. This most confidential part of knowledge is spoken to Arjuna because he is the dear friend of Krishna. Everyone who follows this path of Arjuna can become a dear friend to Krishna and obtain the same perfection as Arjuna. These words stress that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna, the very form with two hands carrying a flute, the bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feathers in his hair. There are descriptions of Krishna found in the Brahma Samhita and other literatures. One should fix his mind on this original form of Godhead, Krishna. One should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord. The Lord has multi forms as Vishnu, Narayan, Rama, Varaha, etc. But a devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that was present before Arjuna. Concentration of the mind in the form of Krishna constitutes the most confidential part of knowledge, and this is disclosed to Arjuna because Arjuna is the most dear friend of Krishna's. Manmanabha madbhakto majajim namas guru mame vaishasi satyam te pratijani priyosime. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you'll come to me without fail. I promise you this, because you are my very dear friend. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskatya De Sitarne. The Bhagavad Gita has 700 verses, and these 700 verses are the essence of all the Vedic literature. The Vedic literature is supposed to have, at least currently, 10 billion verses, which are all summarized in the Bhagavad Gita, and 700 verses. And the Bhagavad Gita is summarized in one verse, this particular verse. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishasi satyam te pratijani priyosime. In other words, yena tena pakarena mara krishna niveshya. Somehow or another, think about Krishna. Because that's what Krishna consciousness is. We only have one problem, that we're not thinking about Krishna. There's one solution to the problem, that is to think about Krishna. Very simple philosophy. But in order to think about Krishna, we have to dedicate our energies in Krishna's service. So therefore Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakto. We have to become devoted to Krishna's service. Madhyaji, and that service is, we have to worship Krishna, mam namaskaru, in the proper attitude, devotional humility, devotional consciousness. Then, manmana bhava madbhakto, madhyaji mam namaskaru, mame vaishasi satyam te pratijani priyosi me. Because one becomes a dear friend of Krishna if one does those things. Actually, Krishna is very dear to everyone. Everyone is dear to Krishna, but it is up to us that Krishna becomes dear to us. Everyone is already very dear to Krishna, but unless Krishna becomes dear to us, then our life is very incomplete. Because although we're looking to love so many things in this world, but the only thing we can love is material energy here. Loving the material energy is not a very good reward, doesn't carry with it very much, many rewards, because the material nature is just a composition of different external energies, which can't actually reciprocate with our loving propensity. The only person who can actually fully reciprocate with us is Krishna. But because we're thinking that we can find happiness elsewhere, therefore we don't take shelter of Krishna or associating with Krishna. But the formula has been given in the previously, Chaitasa sarva karmani maya sanyasya mat paraha buddhiyo gamupashitya mat shitak sadatam bhava. That in all activities just depend upon me, Krishna says. Work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. So this is what Krishna wants us to do, is by following Krishna's directions through his representatives, do something to please Krishna, and therefore naturally think about him. And if we think about Krishna spontaneously, out of devotion, then the result is we become Krishna conscious. And that's the perfection of our life. But often we think we can just do whatever we're doing, and we don't think the importance of thinking about Krishna while we're doing it. We think it doesn't really matter what I'm thinking about. The important thing is I'm doing something. I'm accomplishing something. But whatever we're accomplishing without thinking of Krishna, without dedicating that activity to Krishna, the only thing we're accomplishing is an opportunity to stay here in the material world a little bit longer and work a little harder. Therefore, the only real accomplishment is yena tena pakarena mana krishna niveshaya sarva vidhi nisedyasyor etira eva kinkara. Somehow or another, fix the mind upon Krishna, that all the rules and regulations are all meant for that. Smarta vyaksadatam vishnu vismarta jatu nakinchit sarva vidhi nisedyasyor etira eva kinkara. That all the rules and regulations and all the different scriptures are all meant to help us always remember Krishna and never forget him. Of course, in the beginning we have to hear the philosophy of how to live in the material world as to make it give us the best possible opportunity to think about Krishna. How to refine our activities so that we can think of Krishna most easily. Then we have to know what to think about Krishna, how to think about Krishna. We have to learn so many different things, but ultimately that's what we're being trained up for. By dedicating our energies to Krishna, ultimately thinking of him and associating with him in that way. First by seeing through the scriptures, so we can see Krishna all around us. Then seeing Krishna through hearing about him. And seeing Krishna in the right mood by dedicating our energies to him. And then ultimately associating with him in that way. His name, his form, his quality, his activities, his associates, his loving exchanges. All these things can be remembered just by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. when we're asking Lord Krishna and his internal energy to engage us in their loving service, if we do it in the right mood, in a happy mood, then the result is that we'll remember Krishna, and that way we'll be engaged in his loving service. We'll be able to remember him in a loving way, and that way engage in his loving service. Krishna doesn't need anything from us. He already owns everything. He simply wants our love and attention. So if we give that to him, then he's pleased to reveal himself to us, and our actual relationship with him can commence again. So there's a short class tonight at least. Any questions?
You mentioned that we think of Krishna all the time. Is it practical? Is there working something here? Materialistic work? You have to think simultaneously.
Well,
before or after?
Not doing. Why not think of Krishna? There's nothing but Krishna. Bhumi arapan lovayu kamano buddha evacha ahankara iti ame bina prakriti ashtida. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, these are all Krishna's energies. Etam yoni bhutani sarvaniti padarya aham krishnasa jagata prabhavas pralaya sada. Aparayamitasvanyam prakriti vidimeparam jivabhuta mahabaho yedam daryate jagat. Besides this inferior energy of mine, Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mine, the souls, the jivas, who are in the material world and struggling to maintain it. And beyond this, both the material energy and the spiritual energies is the Supreme Lord, who is the cause of the creation, maintenance, and annihilation. Matakparataram nanyat, kinchidastidananjaya, mayi sarvamidam protam, sutrimani kana eva. O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, everything rests on me, just like pearls are strung on a thread. So that's all we're seeing is Krishna. But because we don't hear enough, we think we're seeing something other than Krishna. But if we hear enough, that's all we'll see is Krishna. So it's a question of regularly hearing. And then trying to see what we're hearing, then we'll see that's all we're seeing is Krishna. So the question is, how can we forget Krishna? That's all there is. It just takes practice. If we're doing our work for Krishna, then we'll think about it. If it's instead of food for life, it's food for the wife, then it may be difficult to think of Krishna. We'll think of our wife.
I'm thinking, at work, for example, they have so-called procedures, instructions, and so forth. So, you might get busy in following the steps of those procedures.
Well, if it's for Krishna, then there won't be any problem. If you're giving the results of your work to Krishna and his service, then all the procedures will be for Krishna also. But if the result is going to something other than Krishna, then that's what you'll think about. That's what you'll be concerned with.
That means before you can think, afterwards you can think, but not during.
It takes training. It takes some training, that's all. Well, first of all, we have to think of Krishna when we chant Hare Krishna. Then we can start worrying about Krishna in other times also. But when we're chanting Krishna's name, we don't think about Krishna. Or is there any question of thinking about sides chanting in the name? So we have to practice that first. And then, in order to be able to chant Hare Krishna and remember Krishna, we also have to dedicate our work to Krishna. Maybe at the beginning, we may not be able to remember Krishna during all the different phases of our activities. But if the work is dedicated to Krishna, at least sometime, especially when we're chanting, then we'll remember Krishna more easily. But if most of the day is dedicated to my service, and the service of my family or my community or something outside of Krishna, that seems to be outside of Krishna, then during a small part of the day I try and remember Krishna by chanting his name, that would be very difficult. Too much time outside of Krishna, too little time inside of Krishna. Anything else? Yes.
thinking of Krishna in the sense, do we remember like the picture or the deity form of Krishna in our mind?
That's one way, yeah, sure. That's also thinking of Krishna. Seeing how Krishna describes himself in the Bhagavad Gita, the deity form, the pictures of Krishna, they're all Krishna. Yes?
In one of the lectures of Prabhupada, I was hearing, because there is sound, that means there is ether. Can you explain that? I think that's
because of what?
Because there is sound, that means there is ether.
I wouldn't worry about that. That just explains how the material nature manifests itself from sound. It's a very complicated process. Even if we explained it, we wouldn't understand it. But Krishna manifests, ether has sound, comes from, the element of ether comes from, is originally, first sound is created, and then from sound, ether is created.
And can you explain ether also? Is that the blank form?
No, it's an energy of Krishna that everything's contained in. If we can't see the mind, we can't see the intelligence, and we can't see ether. Ether is a material element, but it's just beyond our present perception. It's too subtle for us. But it's the energy by which everything is held in space. Yes?
But ether is commonly called space, but by what you're saying, this seems to indicate that it's a little bit more than just space.
It's not emptiness. Space doesn't mean it's empty. It's not a vacuum. But it's the space between the other energies. How exactly it comes about, since everything is the transformation of, I guess, because Krishna says, on the sound and ether. So sometimes sound seems to be a product of the ethereal element. But everything comes from Brahman, therefore everything is ultimately Brahman, just vibrating at a different wavelength, just vibrating differently, transformed by some kind of process through Krishna. So it just appears to be different, but ultimately it's all Brahman. So when Brahman vibrates more and more grossly, then it appears to be grosser and grosser matter. So there's no real space, it's all filled up with Krishna's Brahman effulgence, but it just appears in different elements differently.
So when they say sound, hear ether, so there must be some medium by which sound can be transferred?
Yeah, that's ether. It's just Krishna's energy is interacting under his direction. But you can take ether or sound, and of course that's what's transformed by a process through Krishna's energies, through Krishna's interference, that's transformed into things like fire and sight, and then that's transformed into, or the objects of sight, and that's transformed into water, gaseous, or things that are liquid. So it's just the same energy just being transformed by Krishna's will into what appears to us to different categories. But that Brahman, which we think is just impersonal, or that has all the possibilities of variety within it. Because otherwise, how does all these varieties come from it? So to us, Brahman would appear to be without differentiation, but actually its possibility of differentiation is seen through the material nature. But since the material nature is only a reflection of the spiritual nature, therefore the real quality of Brahman is not manifest in the material world, it's manifested in the spiritual world, the varieties of Brahman. We're also Brahman, but we're a different energy than this Brahman. But when we say, just like when we say earth, we mean a quality with all its varieties of solid things. And also it has all the qualities in it. Because unless earth had fire in it, we'd freeze. And unless it had air in it, it couldn't hold together. So it has all these different elements in it, but earth is predominant. So similarly, ether also has the other elements. But just the ethereal element is predominant. And ultimately it's all just Brahman. Not just Brahman, but that's what it actually is. It just appears to us to be something different. It's Brahman manifesting its varieties through Krishna's interference, we could say. Krishna transforming it with his energies. Anything else? Yes?
It's like the intensity of thinking of Krishna, like varies from time to time. Why is that? I mean,
because we're not practiced, we're not pure.
How is it? What are some practical examples for us to maintain the intensity?
Maintain it? Well, first of all, we have to get the intensity. If we get the intensity, then we'll want to maintain it. And that's why we have sadhana. We're asked to chant a certain number of rounds a day, come to the programs, because that way there's some opportunity to concentrate the mind on Krishna in that way. We have to follow some routine program. Sometimes it may appear very simple, and sometimes much more difficult. But if we practice when it's easy, then we'll get great benefit. And we practice when it's difficult, we'll get great benefit also. We have to practice. Suitable practice and by detachment, Krishna says. But if we think it's something easy and cheap, I'll just chant Hare Krishna, and automatically my mind will be absorbed forever. It won't work like that. To become expert at anything, you have to go through the austerity and practice.
What kind of questions one should ask to the spiritual masters like when most of your answers could be answered in temple, like through communities?
Then don't waste his time. Why should you waste anyone's time?
Why should I waste anyone's time?
Yeah, why ask people questions that you know the answer for? It's wasting their time.
No, but one should ask to the spiritual masters like that. Like, what are the inquiries one should make?
Something that's meaningful. It will help you advance in devotional service. But if you don't have any questions, then why ask them? You ask questions that no one else can answer. Spiritual master means one who knows what Krishna wants. But if you already know what Krishna wants, why ask him? You can ask others. It's not just a sentiment or a formal show. It's a practical thing. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grantaraj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Or Premanande.